This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Labor is expensive and automation is getting better, but is any of it really cheap enough to start replacing labor needs on the farm? Utsano founder Atif Syed thinks so. Well, maybe not on the farm per se, but his robots are making their way into fruit and vegetable packing houses.
If you are eating fruits and veg and processing them in any factor, it doesn't matter if the fruit and veg are grown in the country, you still need a robotic system because you will have a bunch of people working in a warehouse trying to do that manually.
Utsano claims to be cost-effective in displacing labor, even in countries where the cost of labor is much cheaper than the U.S.
So the price of the robot actually changes. So you move the robot from Malaysia, bring it to the U.S., you'll pay the U.S. wage, or you pay them the U.K. wage. Imagine the robot as a human being, right? If you're working wherever you are, you get the wage of the country you're working in. So, and that made it possible for us to sell in all these countries. And we did some study and realized that actually for us to make money and not sell the robot as a charity, the only few countries where we can't make any money are some countries in Central Africa. That's basically it. We can pretty much take this robot in almost every other part just based on human wage in those countries and deliver that and still make money and, you know, be sustainable as a business.
Again, that's Utsano founder Atif Syed.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.